to push out of our minds all the things that are troubling us, worrying about turkeys in ovens and how are we going to fit everyone in for lunch, or how will Uncle Bob get on with Auntie Fred. And we pray, Lord, that you will just help us to focus in on what you would have us to hear now, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I think that I'm a hip kind of guy. Hands up if you think I'm a hipster. A hipster. I only got to learn that word a little while ago when someone told me that I wasn't a hipster. But I think I am a hipster because not only do I have an iPhone, but I have a little gizmo on my iPhone that I can tap this for purchases up to $100. Now, no one else in my family sitting in the front row here has that function. So I'm at least ahead of them on that note, even if this is a hand-me-down phone from one of my daughters. I also think I'm a hipster because I'm not quite hip enough to have Havaianas, but I do have thongs that are multicoloured. I think that is... Are they double pluggers? No, sorry. And finally, the reason that I'm a hipster is that occasionally, very occasionally, you can see my day of the week undies just peering over my tight jeans, lowly, you know, you get the picture. But if these are my Monday undies, what am I wearing today? I'll have to check that one out later. Enough of that. But if you ask my teenage daughters, and early 20s daughters, I don't think hip would be a word that they would use to describe me. For after all, I was hoping to get a pair of furry Ugg boots for Christmas. But apart from that, it's in the area of language where I just come totally unstuck. I recently came across an article of slang words that teenagers and young adults use. Now, hands up if you're over 30. So this quiz is for us, okay? So here we go. So these are some of the words. Extra. Now, what does extra mean? Well, I want some extra. I want some extra lunch at Christmas. Whoops, wrong way. If someone calls you extra, you are either trying too hard or being over the top, so I'm told. Now, sis. To me, sis is sis. Sister. I've got a sis. I've got a sister. But no, sis, I'm told, is the new bro. So, Rick, you could be my sis. I'm not sure he'd like that somehow. OTP. Now, I think it's over the top, but not at all. One true pairing. And your OTP is a couple you are emotionally invested in. So your OTP might be Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. And now, for the under 30s, you know all these, don't you? Yes, they're not. No? You must be close to 30. Okay, next, Stan. Stan means fan on the internet. So if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you simply stan Taylor Swift. Now, what about ship? Well, I thought it floats in the ocean. But ship comes from relationship. And if you ship two people, you want them to be in a relationship. There you go. We have a group text thing which has lit on it, and I had no idea what it was until a couple of days ago. And apparently lit is something that is hot and happening. Okay? Yeah. Is he, am I right? Yeah. Okay. I better be or I'm going to... Yeah. Okay, we've got a few to go. Where are we? Squad. I think of a swimming squad, but no, a squad is a person's closest group of friends. Now, we'll allow the under 30s to call this one out. What is salty? If you're salty, you are? April. Someone who is angry or bitter? Oh, that's not April at all. Not the one that I know, anyhow. And lastly, V. The literally means very. You might say something like, my Christmas present that I got this morning was the good. Okay? All right. Okay? How do we go? How did the over 30s go? Bum, bum. How did the under 30s go? You got most of them right. Of course. They don't want to admit it. Now, words, of course, come and words go. But it's that time of year that I look forward to hearing what has been chosen by the Australian National Dictionary Centre as the word of the year. Now, 2016, you might recall what the word was. It's who remembers? Sorry? No, not democracy sausage. It was one word. No, it was selfie. Remember? Selfie. Now, that was no surprise, for as we know, the selfie has caught on like a house on fire, and everyone from grandma to the preschooler is getting in on the act. Whenever I try, it never works. However, now this year, now Stu called out this year's word of the year. Quasi, that's right. Who's heard of quasi? Okay, a few of us. Well, I'm going to enlighten you as to what a quasi is. What does it mean? A quasi refers to a person who is either a dual citizen of Australia and New Zealand, or a New Zealander living in Australia, or a person of Australian and New Zealand descent. Do we have any quasis amongst us today? Yes, we've got one there, one up the back. Great. Yes, a few there. There was one at our early service and his wife dobbed him in and he wanted to disown being a quasi, poor man. However, and that's a hint. The word became popular during the dual citizenship crisis in Parliament. To be a member of Parliament, you can't be a dual citizen. So in the fallout, six senators, one Deputy Prime Minister, a Senate President, and one Member of Parliament were prevented from holding office. And who knows the person in Parliament who was referred to as a quasi? That man, Barnaby Joyce. Yeah, he's smiling. It must be the Christmas break coming up. Now, do you know any other famous quasis? Think of, Neil Ellison. No. For those that know Neil. Russell Crowe. Thanks, Brad. Yep, there's a pensive-looking Russell Crowe. It was said about Russell that he couldn't decide whether he was an Aussie or a Kiwi, and so they called him a quasi, and with him and Barnaby Joyce, the word caught on. So in some circles then, such as Parliament, it is not good if you're a dual citizen. But for others of us, it is a very good thing. Many people living in Australia would love to become Australian citizens. And it's tough to become. You've got to be a permanent resident for at least 4 years. You've got to say you believe in the Australian values. There are all sorts of things you have to do. But hands up, all the dual citizens here today, not just the quasis. Okay. All right. Well, good on it. Let's give them a clap for, you know, taking that on. Yeah. Now, hands up those who are citizens of another country but would dearly love to become a citizen of Australia one day. Any here that would like to become a citizen of Australia? No. Okay, that's fine. Maybe one day, or maybe you know enough about us that no. Now, yes, it is Christmas morning, and by this time you might be sitting there thinking, what has all this got to do with Christmas? Well, I'm very glad you asked. For there once lived a man who had dual citizenship. He was a citizen of heaven and he was a citizen of earth. He was the incarnate one. God, the eternal Son, became flesh and dwelt among us. So says John the Evangelist. And he was a citizen of heaven. The birth of Jesus Christ with its star and angels, the interest of the Magi and many others, and the many promises that were made about him left no doubt as to his citizenship. Not one of this world, but a citizenship of heaven. Jesus, as a citizen of heaven, is truly God. But likewise, he was a true citizen of this earth. He had a human birth, childhood, adulthood, and death. He experienced grief, sorrow, joy, frustration, love, and anger. He got tired, he got hungry, he got thirsty, and he breathed like us, and he bled like us, since he is truly one with us. And as a citizen of earth, was truly man. And this dual citizen was called at Christmas time Emmanuel in Matthew 1:21, which means God with us. And we read in Luke 2 from verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." This dual citizen is a Saviour, and he is God's King, the Messiah, the Promised One. But the Bible goes on to tell us that it is not just Jesus who is a citizen of heaven and a citizen of earth, but all who follow him, all Christians. In Ephesians 2:19, the Bible tells us that because of Jesus coming to earth and dying for us, that we are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household. For the dual citizens amongst us, you may sometimes feel like a stranger or a foreigner in our country. Like for the English, when there is a clean sweep here in the Ashes tests, or when it looks likely that there could be another clean sweep in the Ashes tests. Any English here today that want to own up to it? Hey, okay. And proud of it. Yes. So, for the English amongst us, apologies, but I'd suggest you make the most of your Christmas lunch, because for the next few days it could be all downhill from there, at least in the world of cricket. For many newcomers to this country, Christmas can make you feel like a foreigner, with no family close by or even close friends with whom to celebrate Christmas with. There may be many times when newcomers feel out of touch with the Australian way of life, especially if there are language barriers. But the great news of the Bible and the great news of Christmas is that if you trust in Jesus, you do belong. You are not just a citizen of your home country. You are not just a citizen of Australia. But you are a fellow citizen with God's people and members of his household. And one day you will live with Jesus and all God's people in his heaven. As the book of Hebrews tells us, "For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come." For those who come from another country and love it here and do well, and those who are born and bred Aussies and Aussies through and through and relish the good life, one day for all of us, this life will come to an end. This world as we know it will not last, but the city to come will. And it will have no imperfections, no language barriers, no heartache, no suffering, no squabbles at the Christmas lunch table, no mourning of lost ones, and no regrets of opportunities past. No, none of that, for our new home will be perfect and will carry on into eternity. So what does Christmas mean? That we can have some holidays and feast finely and exchange presents and brag about our kids and grandkids in Christmas letters? Well, yes, all of that. But when all is said and done, the real message of Christmas is that we can become citizens of heaven, that we can become members of God's household, which will last into eternity. Because the one who was truly God came to earth and became a citizen of this world so that we could become citizens of the next. That is why Christmas is a time to celebrate and rejoice. So may you all have a very happy Christmas, whether you're a Quasi, an Aussie, an Englishman, or anyone else. Have a wonderful Christmas day, and remember that great hope that you too can be a citizen of heaven. Praise to the Lord.